Well, I appreciate your prayers. I'd like to think a little bit about being thankful. The Lord surely is good, and He's done a lot for us. I don't think we really ever know how much He does for what the Lord actually does for us. We've probably been directly protected many times and never realized it. And we've been blessed many times probably and didn't even know or recognize that the Lord's hand was in it. We went to Elkins yesterday, and coming back somewhere across the mountain over there, I noticed that there was a little difference in the way the van run, but I didn't think a whole lot about it. We got home, and then later we was going to go down to Seneca Lake, and I come out, and I just happened to look, not by anything while I was thinking about it, but I just happened to look at my driver's side back tire, and there was a patch blew off of it, and wires were sticking out, and it had a pretty good size hoove on it, and I'm thankful. Say this, I was thankful that nothing happened as I come across the mountain over there, or nothing happened on the at a high speed or anything like that. And I saw that, and it made me very thankful that the Lord had spared us, and that the Lord had helped us. And I believe the Lord does a lot for us, and we ought to be very thankful. So today's message is just a little reminder for us. As we go through life, it's an important part of our Christian experience to maintain every day, maintain all the time for all the moments of our life, a thankfulness towards God. God doesn't cease to be God. He doesn't cease to watch over us. He doesn't cease to think about us. And we ought to be thankful for what God does. I think thankfulness is akin to faith in the Christian walk. Because a lot of things you'll have to take by faith to be thankful for. So it'll take faith. We start off by this premise that God is good. God is love. Your Christian experience would suffer if you didn't believe that God was on your side. You have to believe that the Lord is working for you. You have to believe that everything that comes into your life has come by His hand. And I want to look at this, but I want to state first, and we'll get more around to it, but I want to state this first is that I noticed in our camp meeting, it kind of comes in threes sometimes, they say, but first of all, Sister Laura's had a tragedy in her family. And we all felt that to some degree, the hurt, the heartache of something sudden like that happening is, it's hard to, get it right in your mind sometimes, and you want to find a reason and a hope in all that, and sometimes it makes it difficult to maintain thankfulness. Then right in the meeting, we got a word that Sister Molly's nephew had died suddenly, and she was quite distraught by that. And I think for the most of us that knows her and compassionate people, honestly, I think we was touched. I was touched by it very much. I've known her for a long time, and I saw the hurt. I saw the hurt in her. I saw the pain in her voice when she spoke. I saw the pain in her eyes, and I saw the tears. It was hard not to be touched by something like that. And that was a reality of something that we all dealt with. And at the same time, sometimes it's hard to be thankful through those kind of moments, but yet so necessary. Then, of course, with the tragedy of Brother James, Sister Teresa's daughter, I think we all feel the pain. Putting ourselves in a situation like that is very hard to reconcile sometimes, those kind of thoughts and it disturbs us. It disturbs us. But I want to say, in my meditation of these things, the one thing that I felt like that the Lord kept reminding me is, be thankful. Be thankful to God for what He is and what He does. He doesn't make any mistakes. His first mistake is not going to be in your life. God is always faithful, and He's always right. And one of the things that the Lord wants us to always be is thankful. Thankful to God for what He does. Listen, we all woke this morning. We ought to be thankful for that. This is God's world, and He let us live in it another day. I look out and say, I'm thankful for the beautiful day, especially after all the rain that we've had and all. Especially thankful today. But I'd have been thankful today if it had been raining. It's really not about the circumstances. It's about a heart towards our Maker. It's about a heart towards the God that we love. It's about the God, it's about our faith in a God that is never wrong and is always right for us and has done so much for us that it's our heart to be thankful, and our well-being in this life, our happiness and joy in this life is going to have a lot to do with how thankful we are. So Lord, got a little thought about thankfulness this morning. Over in 17th chapter of Luke, 11th verse says, "And it come to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, and stood afar off." And probably everybody knows this, but the reason they stood afar off, they was commanded to, they had to. In those days, when you had leprosy, they were unclean, and there was a quarantine on them. And they separated. Listen, that was an awful disease. It separated them off from their families, society. They were separated off. When they come by, they had to say, unclean, unclean, so that people would know to stay away from them because they were unclean. They didn't want other people to be in contact with it. So they were isolated by themselves, and Jesus came, and they stood afar off because they wasn't allowed to come up any closer than that. You imagine what it'd be like to get something that the very people that you count on for support wasn't allowed around you? You couldn't, that would be an awful thing to be separated. There's an analogy as a side note on this. Leprosy is an analogy for sin. That's what sin does to our families. That's what sin does. It breaks families apart. It tears them up till they can't be long. Sin's an awful disease to have. Not only does it separate us from one another, it separates us from God. That's what sin does. Well, these men came by and started crying with one voice. They lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priest." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. If you are struggling today to find something to be thankful for, let me help you out a little bit. If you're saved today, you got the greatest thing to be thankful for. Because as this analogy was, there's no other remedy for it. There was no remedy for it in this day except for this one that came by. And he had mercy on them, and he told them to go show themselves to the priest. And what that meant was, it was only the priest that could declare them clean enough to go into society. So you go show yourself to them. And they needed to have faith in that one that told them that he was telling them right. And they take off to go show themselves to the priest, and they wasn't clean until they took off to go show themselves. They had to have faith in what the Lord said. Many times, I've had a conversation recently about this, but many times people want to step out on that faith. There's only one trouble. If the Lord don't tell you first, you're stepping out on yourself. The reason these people could expect the healing was because the Lord told them to go. That's why they could do it. They come and ask the Lord to have mercy on them. So he said, go show yourself to the priest. Well, that means that he's going to do something. And the Lord said to do it. So they took off to do it. And on their way, they was made clean. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, just one. Lord help us. Just one? But one of them that was seen that he was healed. Oh, what does that mean? I can go sit with my family again. I get to have supper with them again. I get to go partake again. I've been made whole. This old leprosy's gone. How many homes and families been saved? Has been spared because the Lord came and saved. How many? Well, I'll tell you right now, He did it for me a long time ago, because I know that that's what keeps me. One. It said one. Of them saw he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that turn to give glory to God save this stranger? And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Well, when you see things happening around, I don't want to be the 9. I don't want to be one of the 9. They were still cleansed, wasn't they? Did he revoke it? Well, no, he didn't revoke it. They got cleansed. But we ought to be thankful. We got a lot to be thankful for. You know, Lord help us. And I know there's more events and more events, but as was already said, Marty still has his fingers. Thank the Lord. Keith, I'm sure glad you're sitting here this morning. Thank God. I'm glad that tire didn't blow out. And us flip that van over there somewhere. Thank God. I wonder how many times I want to tell you what happens to us. We get so used to God answering our prayers. We have been so blessed because we expect, you know that? We expect God to do something and He doesn't. Over and over and over, we can take it kind of lightly because we're so used to it happening. Where other people may say, I'll give you an example.
Years ago, we had somebody at our home, and they was watching to see how things was going. They wasn't a part of the church, but they was religious. They was religious people. They cared about God and those kind of things. And they was at our house, and they was wondering what we was all about and all those things. And one of my children had a kind of a pink eye type situation. The eye was real irritated and it almost looked like pink eye. And they come in and they saw it. And it was irritating the child, and so we said, well, let's have prayer. So we had prayer for the child's eye. And the child goes on off a little bit, and just a little bit later, the child comes back in, and they looked. One of them nudges the other and says, his eye's better. That's just what I expected. That's just what I thought. We had prayer. We had prayer, and the Lord, well, it felt like the Lord would help. And so it meant something to them. Look at that. Well, that's what I expected to happen. But are we like the one? Are we like the nine? Well, he said it was going to happen. Show itself to the priest. Let's go show itself to the priest. Or do we have a heart of thanksgiving? Thank you, Lord. And you want to say to somebody, Lord, helped us. Lord, done something for us here. I'm a thankfulness to God because He's always good. He's doing stuff for us all the time. Thank the Lord. He's a good God. And He desires of us. I think it's a great, I think God wants to hear us being thankful, but I don't think it's selfish about Him. I think He knows what makes us better. I think He knows what makes us whole and complete. And He knows that being thankful is happiness. It's gratitude. It feels right. Another scripture we'll look at is 1 Thessalonians. These things are very challenging. I'll go back up to get a little bit more of the thought. Now we exhort you, 14. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 14, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now listen to that. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Why is it so important? In everything give thanks. Jesus says, the Lord has taught us that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. You believe that? Are you a believer in that today? Do you believe that God so rules the affairs of men and His universe that there is nothing that can happen to you except what is good in God? Or I'll say this, there's all kind of things that can happen to you, but that God can take those things and make them good? Would it have been proper then for Joseph, when he hits the bottom of that well, would it have been proper for his eyes to and him look up and say, thank you, God. What do you think? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Well, can't hurt me. Well, they get him out of there and say, well, I'm out of here. Yeah, we're going to sell you to end the slavery. Thank you, Jesus. What do you think? Is this too far? You guys can nod if you think it's too far. Is this too far? It's high. It's high. I'm going to tell you. It's high. You're going along and doing something. Just now something breaks down or something breaks you or something breaks about you. But the Scripture says give thanks. In everything give thanks. It is not just a simple time. It's a state of being. This is what you got to get to. The state of being. A thankful heart to God. I've used this many times. It's impossible for me to think that Jesus loved me enough to die for me and then let me go somewhere along the line. If Jesus loved me enough to die for me, He's going to keep me. Thank God. I know these things that happen. You ever have failures? Anybody in here ever have a failure? And it was really hard on you that you was a failure. Maybe you was harder on yourself than others was hard on you. But the idea that you claimed to live for Jesus and you want to live for God and all that, and that you have a failure and you do something that you should not have done. Well, I've done it a bunch of times. Just for you, if it helps, I've done it a bunch of times, and I never come out of it worse than I went in. Now get me. I don't want failures in my life, but they've always helped. If you live for God, they'll help. Because you learn from them, and to the point you can say, Lord, thank you for showing me. Thank you for allowing me to have this experience so that I can go beyond this. In other things, Joseph said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. You couldn't have done this and let the Lord allow you to do it. That was an awful failure on their part. They must have felt terrible at the end of that when they had to go, and now Joseph's alive and he's over top of them and their thoughts of what all he could have done and their evil thoughts towards him and how they wanted to destroy him and the jealousy and the envy that they had. They must have felt terrible. But God meant it for good. Do you know God saved them through their own bad action? I ain't claiming that you should have bad action. But I am telling you this. We ought to be thankful to God as a state of being. I don't know how else to tell people to face these things that we faced this last week with these things. I don't know how to tell you to get victory over those kind of things except for having a thankful heart to God. Thank you, Lord, for your choice. Thank you for what you do and how you do. I'm glad that He knows way better than we know. So it says, in everything, give thanks because it's the will of God that you do it in Christ Jesus. I want to look at and tie in another scripture with this. Over in 2 Samuel, you remember the story of David and Bathsheba. This is another reason why we should be thankful. This is, of course, after he tells David the story of the man with the little ewe lamb. 7th verse, 12th chapter of 2 Samuel. It says, and Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I've delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. This is what God did. I gave thee thy master's house, thy master's wives, to thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and Judah. And if it had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. You know, we ought to be thankful because of the heart that God has for us. You may look and say, well, maybe I don't have what other people have. If you live for God, you have the disposal of the universe. You think God's holding back on you? You think God's holding back on you? He told David, you've done this to me. You know, somehow I have to think David got into a place that he wasn't very thankful. He wasn't very, had much victory. But the Lord comes along and said, I've done all these things for you, and if you would have lacked anything else, I'd have gave it to you. And I'll say here today, I'm going to say that of the Lord for every one of us. If you lack anything, He'll give it to you. I don't know that you know what your lacks are as much as what He knows what they are. But if you lack them, according to, to your salvation and to the peace of your life, He'll give them to you. He'll bring them your way. I am so thankful to the Lord for some things today. You want to thank the Lord for? I thank the Lord that He doesn't just let us go. I'm thankful for the dealings of the Lord. I'm thankful that the Lord loves me enough to put a stumbling block in my way if I get to go in the wrong way. I thank God that He's faithful. Thank you, Jesus, for being faithful. I've told the stories many times and won't bore you with them again, but I'll say this. There was a couple different times in my experience with the Lord that I just got real indifferent about things. And it wasn't that I wasn't saved, it's just I wasn't on fire, I wasn't going. And the Lord both times did something to make me feel my dependence on Him. And when I got through with that, I said, thank you, Jesus, for helping me to be able to get that back, to get that fire back. If you lack anything, David, would I not have given it to you? I gave you all these things for your life, and if you had lacked anything, I'd have gave that to you too. Well, I'm thankful today for what the Lord does for us. Be thankful in your hearts. Have a state of your heart to be thankful to God. Yeah, we stop generally before we eat and thank God for the food. But you know what? Honestly, that's just about a ritual as you can get. Isn't it? Are you really thankful? Well, I'm not putting this, I'm just telling you the state of our lives. Now, could you imagine being 4 or 5 days without really anything to eat? Okay? And then you get provided with a meal, a very small meal. Wouldn't you be thankful? You'd be thankful. Do you know that the abundance of our lives can make us not very thankful? Why? I'm just so used to it. I'm not used to a meager portion. Fill that plate up. And if you ain't had enough by then and you got just a little bit more room, stuff some more in there. There's plenty. You, anybody else live that way? Of course we live that way. So we say, thank you to the Lord. But I wonder how much we really are thankful for it. Well, I'm thankful today for all the Lord has been doing for us. I'm thankful for my health today. I'd be thankful
because it's a state of mind. I'd be thankful without it. I said one time, was telling Marty about how thankful I was that Seth walked in there right when my water line burst, and right he walked and was able to turn. He was able to turn the water off. That's amazing, folks. He walked in there. No doubt it was frozen, busted, but it had thawed, and he heard it go and turned the water valve off before the floor got wet. Now that's something. He hadn't been in the house for days. Walked right in time to turn the valve off. Oh, I said, thank you, Jesus. You imagine what I had done if that had run for days in there. Thank the Lord. And I told my son, boy, I am so thankful that the Lord did that. And he said, you'd be thankful anyway. You know, I had to think about that. I'd have been thankful anyway. Because God's always good. He's always right. And when He allows things in our life, He does it for a reason. It's a state of being. So I can be thankful. But that was the Lord sparing me. But you know, because He does things like that, I would have been more comfortable when He doesn't. Because I know He does. I know He helps us with those kind of things. I'm glad for the protection of the Lord in our lives. So I want to encourage us for our spiritual health. Be thankful. Don't murmur. Don't complain. You know how it is. You set this food, and sometimes a child, maybe adults, I don't want this. You ain't very thankful. I ain't thankful for this. That's because you're not hungry. Back when I grew up, and I ain't trying to make it the worst thing, and where I had to walk to school and back uphill both ways, and it was awful this time. It wasn't. My mom and dad had a lot worse than I had it. But I'll say this. You didn't have the option of not eating at my house, I'll tell you that. When mom made something to eat, you eat it or you didn't. But you didn't go get something else. This is what you... When mom made something to eat, you eat it. I don't remember ever not liking what she... Because it's what there was to eat, and you was hungry. It's time to eat. Go get something to eat. And I'm thankful for that. And I want to always be thankful to God for what He's doing. Thank Him for salvation. Thank you. When I look around, I don't want to have the attitude, oh, thank God it's not as these other men are. I thank God that I'm not, but I want to tell you, I would be if it wasn't for the Lord. It ain't by my own goodness. I'd be that if it wasn't for the Lord, or worse. It's hard to tell what I'd be if it wasn't for the Lord. And I'm thankful that I'm not. I'm thankful that I can live a good and a peaceful life. Over in Isaiah, 5th chapter of Isaiah, says, now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it, and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a wine press therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. Wild grapes. Lord help us. I think unforgiveness is wild grapes. It's not wise to compare yourself among yourself. Look at other things. Well, just for the sake of relative things here, you remember seeing the pictures that they brought back from India? Anybody remember seeing the pictures you come back from India? Anybody want to volunteer for that? You want to volunteer for an India experience? We can go over to India for about 20 years and live over there. Oh, I'll tell you, things is going wrong for me. Woe is me. God, my water's not coming. They don't have running water in the kitchen. They bring it in a pail. Hey, that's the way we always did grow up. I was old up in there. Everybody had a spring, you know, there anywhere in the water. You have water in there. And my range ain't working. Oh, woe is us, the range. They have a few little sticks and they build a little fire in the rocks over there. Well, it just ain't got enough cabinet space. I'm so discontent. They don't have any cabinets that be, they don't have no space and they don't have no cabinets. So they don't have none of those kind of things. And to be honest with you, it's a state of heart. It's a state of life. It's being thankful. You know why? We can have so much stuff and so much that we get murmuring and complaining and don't even realize that we're not thankful. Well, nobody could live like that. You know, at the time I heard stuff like that, say that kind of stuff, how bad stuff was. Listen, I ain't no mind of returning back to the outside John deals and going down the path and the winter nights and no water in there and no bad. I ain't interested in going down there by choice. But you have to realize that there's people done it. And you have to realize that if you have an attitude and a thought about these things to be unthankful, you know, God has allowed us these things. Do we glorify God and thank God for it? Really? Thank God for what we have and the comfort of home, the comfort of life. When I was growing up, we didn't have the luxury. You didn't have the luxury of the room being... I like to keep, in the hardest of winter nights, I like to not let the house get below 70 at night. And I keep that most of the time. I'm telling you, when in my home, when I woke up as a child, you would see your breath. I mean, you talk about, you know, old coal, so you had to bank it down. And it was banked down and there wasn't much heat in there. And it was cold when we got up. I mean, that's what, and you know what? That was just, everybody lived that way. It's just like that way. I'm thankful. I really thank God for what we have. And Lord, if you see fit that it's better for my soul that I don't have it, I'm going to be thankful for that too. It isn't all that bad. Lord, help us in 2019 with all the stuff that we have. Be honest with you, if the electric goes out for a couple hours, all we're complaining and murmuring and carrying on, you just about ever seen, I can't do without it. Just got to have it, all these things. Well, then you know what? Thank God for electricity. Thank God for what we have and what we do. There was a time, it wasn't in my time, but I can go out most of any time and get into a vehicle with heat and air in it and drive and go comfortably to go in there. There was a time if you went anywhere, you went and hooked the horse up. And it was cold and miserable as you went. We have an awfully good time, folks. It's so soft and comfortable. They used to sit in these old hard chairs and they're all cushioned now. Well, they're not here. I mean, seats are in some of them, but I mean, we have it so different. And if you're not careful, it'll cause us to be unthankful. When you sit in a comfortable chair long enough and you sit on a hard one, you'll be so unthankful. When I get to eat every good food I want, when I eat the good stuff, and all of a sudden you're going to tell me just you're going to eat. Well, that didn't make no sense because I eat just about everything. I'm glad for it. I mean, say, well, just eat beans and potatoes. Well, bring it on. That's my thing. That's the way we did it. But we're thankful for it. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Let's be thankful. This scripture says He made this vineyard, and it brought forth wild grapes. And He says, and now inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judea, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. And here's the question. What could have been done more to my vineyard than I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And if we're not careful, we'll be like a spoiled child. And I've seen them.
a spoiled child. I knew one guy particularly, and I grew up with, and of all of us, he was the most spoiled one around. His dad made real good money, and so he wasn't. He just pretty well did his own thing. But I remember the attitude that he had when I got something, I so cherished it. And when he got something, he just tear it up, cause there's another one coming. And he wasn't careful with nothing. And come down time to graduate, and he graduated, but he wasn't going to be in the procession. He wasn't going to do the graduation ceremony. And his dad told him, said, if you'll do the graduation, he said, I will buy you a brand new Z28 Camaro if you'll walk the deal. And his answer was, you'll do it anyway. So there you go. He'd have just tore it up anyway, because he had no appreciation for it. And if we're not careful in this, he said, what more could I have done? Look at your lives. Look at this country, the United States. Look at the job potential. Look at the money potential. Look at the food potential. Look at the blessings all the way around you. Look at the comforts. Look at the electricity, the cars, the wash machines, the things to work with. Look at all this stuff. What more could I have done? What more could I have done? And when I went to look for the grapes, they were wild, bitter, sour grapes. You know, sometimes the Lord has to do something to challenge us. Sometimes in this time that we live in, I don't want to go back to the turn of the last century before. I don't want to go back to the 1800s. But I do want to be thankful to God for what He's done. There is grace to live in every time. And there is a grace to live successfully in this time we want to. I just want to encourage us with all that the Lord has done for us all over and over. I don't know what the future holds, but I'm going to tell you this. The Lord has healed me, my family, my children of so many things. To the answer of prayer, He has done so many things and answered prayers. I have been protected. I know there's a challenge with what we went through, the thinking of it. But I'm going to tell you, the Lord has spared us so many times from accidents on the highway. So many times the Lord has just unbelievably helped us. And I'm thankful to God to know that if He chooses different any time in our lives, it's at His great mind that we can never attain to. It's by His will that knows better than we do. And there'll be a time in our existence, I believe, where we'll be able to see it clearly and say, oh, that's what God did. For we don't know what's best in all these things, and the Lord does. And that's why that the Lord could tell us in our faith to know that He knows best. I know it would be a hard thing to say of a loved one, but would you rather your loved one make it, live on this life a few petty more years and lose their soul? Or would you rather say amen to them gone now saved? Which would you rather? See, God looks at the whole picture of that, and sometimes it's really hard to be able to raise our hand and say, I thank Thee, Lord. But if we saw the whole picture, I believe we could easily say, thank You, Lord, for what You do. He is more interested, He says, one scripture says, I would that you prosper and be in health. God wants us to prosper and be in health. He wants us to be happy and fulfilled, even as thy soul prospers. He's going to put the soul first in all of these things. Let's be thankful for what God is doing for us in our life. And when we look and see some adverse thing, sometimes it seems pretty trivial. But I'll tell you, it's a whole lot better when that lawnmower tears up
I worked on my lawnmower the other day. Well, first I went and worked on my truck, and I found out what was wrong with it, but I didn't get it fixed. So then I decided, well, I'll go get my mower fixed. So I went and took the deck off my mower, and I thought I had it just right, and the belt still looked like it was good shape. So I put the whole thing back on, and it was good. It had needed the most, so I got back on, and I rode about a half a lap around my yard before the thing all flew apart again. So I went and parked it and got my push mower and started push mowing. Well, there wasn't a great feeling of that. I was wanting it to work, but you know what? Thank God. You know what it'd be like out there with a pair of hand scissors clipping them, or one of them old push. What, that's the way Grandpa used to do it, with the kind that generates. You know what I'm saying? To get it's a there's no motor. You're the motor, but it's got some gears that help it spin. And they used to mow all the time with that. Well, I had a nice push mower, and I got there, push mower, and I have to tell this because Mark was really good, my neighbor. He was really good. He saw me out there push mowing, and so he comes and he says, "You're not going to push mow all this, are you?" And I said, yeah, I'm just going on with it. And he said, "Borrow my mower, my zero turn." No, I got a new one, said, "Just use it." And I said, I don't want to do that. I'll just mow it with this. And he seemed disappointed, and he went over, and I was still push mowing, and I seen him riding it over there, and he pulls over and he said, "You wouldn't have to have some air, would you? I got a flat, my front tire's flat." And I said, "Yeah, I got some air." So I went and aired it up, and he mowed the rest of my yard. So that was a good one. I told my family, well, maybe I'll sneak over and let the air out of his car every week or so. There you go. But he mowed my yard. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Mine ain't running. My neighbor mows my yard for me. Thank God. If he hadn't, thank God. God's good. He knows what he's doing too. You know what? Maybe I need closer relationships with my neighbors. You know, we do pray for them. We want some. If you do that, you never know what the solutions to that. You don't know what God might do. And that's why it's for us to be thankful. We know He's going to do it right. Lord, work in our lives is my prayer. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.